Welcome back to the Houston Independent Media Center. This is Carla Aguilar, and with our next interview, I have Ernesto Aguilar from Houston Cop Watch. How do you do, Ernesto?
Good. Very, very well.
Wonderful. We are going to be discussing what some of the activists' rights are when at protests. Could you describe the basic constitutional rights that people have when attending demonstrations and whether these rights are different now under the new Patriot Act or, you know, how they vary when, for example, we are taking a code red or continuing code orange?
Well, it's pretty important to notice and note that there are still some critical rights that are still in place. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to not answer questions of a police officer or a government agent. You have the right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure, although the government, based on new laws, is allowed to engage in certain types of surveillance of email, phone calls, and conversations without your knowledge. There is a right to advocate for change. However, the degree to that is changing significantly. Under the current definitions of law, which courts have determined, international and domestic terrorism, individuals who are found to be guilty of these types of things, the definition is basically that anyone who breaks the law with the intent of influencing the government can be labeled a terrorist if their activities, according to law, endanger human life. Now, under the Domestic Security Enhancement Act, which is being drafted by the Justice Department right now, those individuals and groups can be subjected to civil asset forfeiture by I think, Section 427 of that, as well as a new unprecedented power, which is to revoke U.S. citizenship, even of native-born Americans. Now, as far as Code Red and Code Orange and all these other terror alerts, it's actually a little bit iffy because the Bush administration hasn't been very forthcoming as to how they intend to enforce that. There was a statement last week from the New Jersey head of the Homeland Security Office, and he basically said something to the effect of, when things go to Code Red, we basically tell everyone to stay home. Those who don't stay home are regarded as terrorists and treated as such.
Martial law, here we come.
Essentially, that's what it is.
You know, we often hear reports of police arresting protesters during demonstrations or direct actions. Does everyone at a protest have a chance of getting arrested?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, I'd like to say no, but we saw at the 1999 protests in Seattle, lawyers who documented everyone from organizers to people who were quote-unquote troublemakers to those who were just passing by were all swept up by police. It happens very, very often. As we saw in Houston last year with the Kmart arrests, Houston PD is not above doing a mass arrest and having even when there's a lapse during that particular mass arrest, they'll tend to go ahead and go with and ask questions later type of policy. They'll just sweep everyone up and deal with it when the time comes to deal with that in court. I would say that in these types of things, it's no longer a matter of whether your rights will be violated. It's really a matter of how you're going to go ahead and fight that in court. When you're out on a protest, it's very, very essential that you remember things like times, locations, badge numbers, squad car numbers, if you can remember those, license plate numbers, and that you follow through with a formal complaint or litigation if you want to go ahead and do that and feel like you have a case.
Well, and that's given that you can afford an attorney to be able to go and defend yourself.
Right. There are a lot of attorneys that will defend you on a police case pro bono. You can contact the Houston ACLU. You can contact our organization and we'll hook you up with an attorney if someone's listening and feels like they've got a case. We can hook you up with a free attorney.
Wonderful. And so will you give us your website afterwards?
Sure.
Wonderful. So what are some of the different roles that people can play during a protest and during a direct action? And what are, you know, some of these main rights that people should be aware of if they're a participant in a march or a rally?
Well, I think it's most important for people to understand that there's a difference between the law, how the law is applied in the courts and how the law is applied on the streets. Police will go ahead and make judgments based on the law, and the courts will decide it later on. So what the law books actually say and what a judge says may be completely different from how an officer interprets it. Some real basic things that people need to keep in mind. You want to go ahead and consult with an attorney before you answer questions. You want to remember details as much as you can and use common sense and keep yourself in one piece if you're arrested or if you're interrogated by police. One thing you will have to know right off the bat, police lie. Prosecutors have gone to court to request their misleading statements be allowed to prosecute people. So you want to go ahead and keep that in mind when officers are speaking to you. These cases of civil disobedience which are being tried may very well be Patriot Act test cases, and these are to be judged in a much larger context than simply an arrest.
Well, this has been fantastic information. Can you give us a website so that we can direct people to, so they can find out a little bit more?
Certainly. If people want to get in touch with us, you can pick up the phone, give us a call, 713-559-1359, or email us at info@HoustonCopWatch.org.
Thank you so very much, Ernesto, for being a part of the program this evening.
Thank you.